AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. FBI Director Chris Wray says the January Capitol riot was domestic terrorism, and the Bureau did properly share what they knew before the attack. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Exactly a week ago, former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun told Congress he did not know about an FBI report the night before the attack, warning of a potential war.
I was not aware that memo existed.
And had no intelligence from the FBI suggesting the kind of violence to come. Ray says the report from a field office had raw, unverified intelligence, but it was shared.
We did pass that on to the people in the best position to take action on the threat.
Telling a Senate panel it's really hard to separate an actual threat from simply angry chatter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ray declined to comment on the cause of death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who collapsed after responding to the riot and died the next day. An SUV believed to be carrying as many as 27 people crashed into a semi-truck filled with gravel in Holtville in Southern California near the Mexico border. A hospital official says at least 15 people were killed. A Biden administration official says Merck is going to help Johnson & Johnson with production of its new coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this virus can be stopped, but follow-through is necessary.
If we do not completely suppress this, we will continue to be challenged by variants, which have a way of coming back to bite us, as they say.
The Vatican is defending the decision by Pope Francis to go ahead with his trip to Iraq this weekend, despite rising coronavirus infections there and worries about crowds wanting to see him. Russian officials and businesses are being sanctioned by the Biden administration over the nearly fatal nerve agent attack on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. This is AP News. 6 Dr. Seuss books will stop publication because of racist and insensitive imagery.
The books affected are And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs Super, The Cat's Quizzer, and If I Ran the Zoo. Dr. Seuss Enterprises says these books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Over the years, criticism has increased about the portrayal of Blacks, Asians, and others. One of Dr. Seuss's most popular books, The Cat in the Hat, has received criticism too, but will continue to be published for now. I'm Julie Walker.
A prosecutor declined to file charges against a suburban Detroit man who displayed a Ku Klux Klan flag in his window next to the home of a Black family, saying the horrible conduct doesn't violate Michigan law. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says an ethnic intimidation charge would require physical contact, property damage, or threats. Ed Donahue, AP News.